Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. I'd like to begin by reading a familiar passage found in Galatians, the second chapter, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise God. Thank you for your word, Lord. In the mind of God, we were the ones hanging on the cross. Jesus was our divine substitute. We were crucified with Christ. We were also buried with him through baptism. We find that in Romans 6:4. We were made alive with him and were raised up with him to be seated in heavenly places, which is a position of authority. We read that in Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 5 and 6. And Colossians tells us in that first chapter, verse 13, that the very instant Jesus was raised from the dead, Satan's dominion over us was broken. In Colossians, it goes on in that second chapter where the word says, Jesus spoiled principalities and powers, and he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. And one translation says that he made a spectacle of the devil. Beloved, there are 7,000 promises in God's word, and that is sufficient to cover any circumstance you'll ever have to face. No matter what it is, physically, emotional, circumstantial, God's word is the answer. Christ in you, beloved, living in you, he gives you the power to obey his word and to understand his word. We're told in Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse 6, the Lord is near. Have no anxiety. How many of you listening to me right now are tense, are anxious, are worried about something? Well, hear the word of the Lord. God says, the Lord is near. Have no anxiety. But in everything, make your requests known to God in prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Then the peace of God, which is beyond our utmost understanding, will keep guard over your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. How many Christians really believe these familiar verses of Scripture? Many people have to answer sadly that they're really anxious about everything. We're living in very difficult times, and the world is full of fear, full of negative report, concern about the future, concern about the economic times, concerned about health and health care and retirement and just making a living, just surviving. Beloved, if we belong to the Lord, We can rest in the assurance that God cares for us. We can cast every burden, every care on him. Psalm 55 and 22 explicitly says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Another translation puts it like this, commit your fortunes to the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. People, Christian people, by the multiplied thousands, have been taught, and they believe, because of this erroneous and false teaching, that it's well nigh impossible to stand as an overcomer in the earth. Well, they acknowledge that it is in the Bible, and they tacitly believe that it's not workable in their lives, nor can it be in anyone's life, because, well, the pressures of this present age are simply too great. And some don't even believe that they can live above sin, let alone believe that they can live as overcomers spiritually. They don't believe that they can be blessed spiritually, physically, financially, or materially. You know, there's many faith seminars, faith rallies, faith festivals where people are taught the dynamics of faith, incorporating all the intricate teachings on how to let one's faith go, how to believe God. But I can almost hear the still small voice of God's Holy Spirit speaking to our hearts. If our faith were just a little more simple, if we didn't work so hard to have faith, but simply allow a childlike faith that he's given to every man the measure of faith, that if we would allow that simple childlike faith to operate in our lives, we would take him at his word, and our lives would be victorious, and we would walk in the sunshine of his presence and the glory of the Lord. Praise God. Now, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with teaching the principles of God's word, but sometimes we can get so caught up in the so-called dynamic principles, we make it so complicated that sometimes we lose sight of the forest for the trees. But God wants us to know that he is our God. We are his people. And I know many of you listening today, you want to be powerful in your witness for the Lord. You want to be powerful in standing against the attacks of Satan against you. You want to be successful in the things that you put your hands to. Well, what's a good scripture to look to have that kind of success? It's a very real, very pertinent scripture I'll share with you in Isaiah 43. I won't read all of it, but verses 18 through 31, the Lord is saying, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall proclaim my praise, and they shall do it. This people have I formed for myself." Why has the Lord called you? Think about that. Do you feel a call to the ministry? Has he called you to be a missionary, to be a good church leader, to be on the worship team, to be an elder in the church, a deacon? Consider what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, reliable, trustworthy, and therefore ever true to his promise, and he can be depended on. By him were you called into companionship and participation with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. God, beloved, has called us for fellowship with himself, not for what we can do for him. When God created Adam, think of that. There were no sinners to reach, no churches to build, no employees to be hired, no gospel to preach, nor was there any kind of church ministry. God created Adam and Eve to enjoy fellowship and communion with him. Now, in this dispensation, of course, God's calling does involve service, but God's first concern is our relationship and our fellowship with him. God intends that our service to the body of Christ and to the lost proceed out of our relationship with him. So, beloved, our relationship with him is a priority. That's the most important thing. So often, we, especially those in leadership, those who are in ministry, it's very possible to get so busy that all the activities, all the busyness crowds out our time with the Lord. And that's true more and more in the hour in which we live. There are many of you listening to me right now. You're balancing all kinds of different jobs, different hats. You're a homemaker. You're perhaps working outside the home. You've got children to raise. You've got, deadlines to meet on your job. You've got a position in your church you need to fulfill. There's things perhaps in the community, have school activities, all kinds of things that demand our time. And isn't it interesting that in the days of greatest convenience, all these time-saving appliances we have, that it seems we have less time than people did a generation or two generations ago? Well, times have changed. We are in the age of the internet, are we not? We are in the age of instant everything, emails and text messaging and microwaves, and we are living in an era. But God does not want, in spite of that, He's a God of eternity, and beloved, He is a God of eternity, then we, even though we are creatures of time, should live in a state of peace, in a state of rest in God. You know, I just feel to stop ministering. I'm just going to wait on the Lord. I want to pray for you that are listening right now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for this time that we share. And Lord, I sense your Holy Spirit right now, and I'm asking you to minister even through the airwaves, Lord, through the sound of my voice, every listener, Lord, touch them. Lord, you know the need of every individual heart. You know, Lord, the things they're struggling with. And Father, I ask you to move and touch them in Jesus' name. Provide for every need, for it is your will to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And Lord, your riches and glory have no limit. You're not shortchanged. You're not limited. The storehouse isn't running empty, but you have an abundance to supply to your people. I ask you to touch and move and minister, Lord, in Jesus' wonderful name. For the Lord would say, my beloved, I draw you into a place of closeness with your God. Can you hear? Can you feel my heart towards you? I love you with an everlasting love. I shall not desert you. And if you trust in me, you will not be defeated. I will keep your feet out of the snare of the enemy. You will not fall. You will not stumble. But if you will listen and stay close to me, I will lead you by my word and by my spirit. I will lead you through the minefields the enemy would set for you. And you need not fear, for I hold your hand. I ask you, even this day, wait upon me. Don't forge forward into the things that you know I've called you to do, but wait for my leading, wait for my timing. And as you lean more and more on me and not to your own understanding, I shall cause you way to prosper, and you will be blessed in the things of the Lord as well as in your personal life. Love me, beloved, today, and praise me, for I am your God, and I love you and strengthen even at this moment, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I feel the strength of the Lord. I feel His Spirit so present. How great is His love for us. Don't let the devil and the battles let you run from God. Run into His arms and let Him comfort you as only He can. Praise God. Well, this ministry is a ministry not only to the lost, but especially to the saved. I know many are believers that listen, and you receive ministry of encouragement. I invite you to write and continue that encouragement. The announcer will give you our address. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.